simplify taxes. As a crowd gathers for an auction, they spot an older man passing by. They urge him to share his thoughts on the world. The man is Father Abraham, known for his wisdom. He agrees to talk but briefly, saying, "A word to the wise is enough." Amid murmurs about high taxes, Father Abraham reminds the crowd that while government taxes may seem burdensome, they pale in comparison to the taxes people impose on themselves through their actions. Idleness, pride, and folly are like hidden taxes that weigh heavily on us, even more so than what any government could impose. You see, idleness taxes us twice as much, pride 3 times, and folly 4 times. These taxes don't go away with any government policy. Only death can set us free from their toll. About industry. Imagine if the government required citizens to give up 1/10 of their time as tax payment. Sounds pretty harsh, right? But here's the thing. Being lazy actually eats up way more time than that. When you're idle, your health takes a hit. It's like letting rust corrode your body. But when you stay active, you keep yourself in good shape. It's like the saying goes, a used key is always bright. So, staying busy isn't just about avoiding taxes, it's about staying healthy and happy. Time is incredibly valuable. Wasting it means throwing away something you can never get back. You can't make up for lost time or magically get more when you need it. The time you have on earth will never seem like enough, so use it wisely. The power of diligence. Being diligent means not wasting time. It's about working hard every day to reach your goals. Have you heard the saying, "Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise"? Well, it's true. For those who are lazy, every task feels like a huge struggle. If you stay up late, you'll end up rushing through your day just to try and catch up with everything before bedtime. And if you're lazy, you'll move so slowly that you'll surely end up in poverty. So remember, being diligent is the key to success. Control your business or it will control you. Don't waste time dreaming idle dreams. Hard work and dedication are what lead to success. Instead of hoping for things to happen, put your energy into your work. With diligence and effort, you can turn your trade into your livelihood. When you find your calling, you'll take pride in your work and enjoy what you do to make a living. Concern procrastination. Dig deep into your work while others lounge, and you'll reap the rewards. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tackle tasks now to avoid future obstacles. Remember, completing something today is twice as valuable as putting it off until tomorrow. Worrying about problems only makes them worse. Hard work diminishes every challenge, whether it's personal or financial. But don't delay. Do each task promptly to avoid procrastination. Don't postpone what you can do today. Just as you'd feel ashamed if your boss caught you slacking off, feel the same when idling, even if you're your own boss. In this world, whether the job is big or small, you're always accountable to yourself. Facing a tough and seemingly endless task may seem daunting, but sticking to your daily duties will yield great results. The more you slack off, the more work piles up for later. Little strokes fell great oaks, meaning small efforts add up to big accomplishments. Even when tempted to take a break, time is precious, and wasting even an hour can set you back. Leisure time comes to those who use their time wisely, so spend it on useful activities. Only those who work diligently can truly enjoy leisure. Lazy people will always long for it, but never attain it. Many rely solely on their wits, but without hard work, they'll fall short. About trust. To excel, it's crucial to work diligently and wisely, like spinning cloth to create more opportunities. Being industrious means giving careful attention to your work and life and being discerning about who you trust. Running your own business is ideal, as it gives you control and freedom. As the saying goes, you've got to take charge. Every day, you have a choice. Be the one holding the plow or the one pulling it. If you're the plowman, you're in control of your destiny, but if you're the mule, you're working for someone else. To be the plowman, you must plow every single day. Take care of what's yours, because neglect can cause more harm than ignorance. Keep an eye on your workers. Letting them do whatever they want is like leaving your wallet open for them to take. Trusting others too much can lead to disaster. If you want a loyal servant, serve yourself. But when you oversee things yourself, ensure you don't neglect any part. As the saying goes, for want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. And for want of a horse, the rider was lost. Even a small act of carelessness can have big consequences. About frugality. Being diligent in managing your affairs wisely won't amount to much if you're not careful with your spending. It's tempting to splurge on things that give instant gratification, but having a fat wallet often means having a thin will. If you're aiming for wealth, you need to both earn and save money. Saving is tougher than earning because those little expenses can really add up. Avoid costly indulgences because they'll just shrink your bank account. As the saying goes, fools throw feasts, wise folks eat them. At the auction house entrance, Father Abraham warns the crowd about buying things they don't need. He says fancy items might seem like treasures, but if you're not careful, they can turn into burdens. Spending too much on things like clothes can lead to trouble. Many folks end up looking stylish but hungry because they've spent all their money. Father Abraham advises against splurging on luxuries like fine clothes since they can drain your wallet. Those who keep spending beyond their means often end up broke and needing to borrow money. Being hardworking and careful with money means you won't have to rely on borrowing, which can damage your reputation. It's better to stand tall through honest work than to beg for help. Pride often leads to debt. Discovering the true worth of money is as simple as attempting to borrow some. Yet, this pursuit often leads to distress. Pride has a knack for driving us beyond sensible spending limits, fueling an insatiable desire for more. Resisting the initial urge to splurge is easier than managing the flood of ensuing desires. It's crucial to stay within your means. Dressing above your status might stir envy but invites criticism from those above. What's the point of flaunting fancy attire if it brings hardship to your family? Pride won't enhance your health, alleviate suffering, or promote personal growth. Getting into debt means giving away your freedom, dignity, and power. Buying something now and paying later might seem tempting, but for the next 6 months and even longer, your creditor has control over your life and decisions. If you miss a payment, you will feel too ashamed to face the person you owe, and you'll find yourself making excuses and sacrificing your integrity. When you're debt-free, you shouldn't feel afraid or humiliated to meet anyone. But being in debt strips away your character and moral strength. It's difficult for an empty bag to stand upright. The true cost of debt. Imagine if the government passed a law saying you couldn't dress fancy or enjoy a nice meal. You'd argue for your right to dress and dine as you please, right? But when you get into debt, it's like handing over control of your life to someone else. Your creditor becomes the boss, with the power to throw you in jail or make you work off what you owe. That's a kind of tyranny too, isn't it? Signing a loan agreement might make you feel like you've got all the time in the world to pay it off. But owing money can make time fly and money trickle in slowly. Creditors never forget when you owe them. They're always watching the calendar, waiting for their payday. You might hope they'll forget about your due date, but they won't. Before you know it, the time you thought you had will run out, leaving you scrambling to pay back what you owe. It's like borrowing money to be paid back at Easter. It feels like you've got ages, but suddenly it's here and you're not ready. Getting money is tough, but spending never stops. That's as certain as death. It's easier to build up your resources than to constantly worry about running out. It's better to go to bed hungry than to owe anyone anything. Aim to get what you need and hold on to it tightly. Good advice. Knowledge is key. To lead a fulfilling life, prioritize reason and wisdom. Even if you're thrifty, practical, and conscientious, the blessing of heaven is essential. Seek this blessing humbly and extend kindness to those less fortunate. Act with modesty and generosity, and always lend a helping hand to those in need. Father Abraham finished speaking, leaving behind a crowd of attentive listeners. He shared some wisdom. Experience teaches valuable lessons, but some people refuse to learn from it. He reminded them that giving advice is pointless if the listener won't heed it. Despite hearing his counsel, not everyone will change their ways. With a nod of approval, the crowd dispersed, pondering his words. The auction rush. As soon as the old man leaves, everyone who loves his talk starts doing the opposite of what he said. The doors to the auction swing open, people flood in, and the bidding frenzy begins. Some spend their own money, while others dip into funds they can only use temporarily, depending on their deals. Deciding on a new coat, Richard Saunders, the writer of Poor Richard's Almanac, chooses to stick with his old one after some thinking. Leaving the auction, he says to those listening in, "I'm still here to help you." Key points. 1. Hard work beats high taxes. Self-imposed taxes of idleness, pride, and folly weigh heavier. 2. Industry saves time. Idleness corrodes health. 3. Diligence leads to success. Laziness invites poverty. 4. Procrastination worsens problems. Tackle tasks promptly to avoid setbacks. 5. Trust wisely. Neglect causes harm, and oversight prevents disaster. 6. Frugality prevents debt. Spending beyond means leads to bondage. 7. Seek wisdom, kindness, and humility for a fulfilling life. Heed advice for growth.